Occasionally, in astronomy, something comes along that on its face pertains to one subject, in this case coronal mass ejections from the Sun, but ends up having consequences on a completely different subject, in this case the search for extraterrestrial intelligence. One of the biggest threats our civilization faces from space is the possibility, or in fact inevitability, of a coronal mass ejection aimed squarely at Earth. Our technology, especially the power grids and satellites, are vulnerable to geomagnetic storms that result from CMEs, and when this happens, if we're not better prepared for it, it will at the very least cause trillions of dollars worth of damage. But, like deflecting asteroid threats, there is something we can do to protect Earth. In a new paper by Manasvi Lingam and Abraham Loeb, they lay out a way of calculating what damage could be done by a coronal mass ejection and what we could do to prevent it. They advanced that a magnetic shield could be generated in between the Sun and the Earth, in a fairly straightforward manner, either by launching materials for the construction of the generator, or by mining an asteroid for direct in-space access for materials. They conclude that the cost of setting this up would be comparable to the cost of the International Space Station, which is doable, and far less than what the damage from a CME would cost. But the most interesting part of this paper is a sort of add-on at the end. They note that M and K-type dwarf stars are the most numerous stars in the universe, with type K generally being thought to be even better for life than our own G-type star. M and K dwarfs are also thought to be particularly prone to emitting superflares. Other than that, these kinds of stars are a good place to start looking for civilizations. Clearly, any civilization that might exist around one of those stars would run a higher risk of superflare damage to their technology than we do with our comparatively quiet sun. They might choose to mitigate the threat by building a magnetic shield themselves, though perhaps far more extensive, and it's possible that we could detect that from afar. It might be similar to a starshade. See my video on detecting those on this channel, where a megastructure producing the field might be spotted passing in front of a star in a light curve. It's also possible that a civilization might seek to shore up its planet's natural magnetic field with megastructure technology rather than a shield in space. This sort of opens a can of worms for optical SETI, because as we've seen with stories like KSE-8462852, there exists the possibility of unnaturally huge megastructures of many different types that could cause detectable and distinctive irregularities in Kepler-style photometry, and even indirect observation as what we will have with the James Webb Space Telescope. That means that this type of optical SETI could be amongst the easiest and cheapest methods to search, and indeed perhaps buried in the vast amount of astronomical survey data we've accumulated already, someone may just find evidence of an alien civilization. Thanks for listening. I am futurist and science fiction author John Michael Gaudier, currently announcing that I have survived the latest microbe attack. Earth microbes have had it in for me ever since I started talking up their alien counterparts. And a special thanks to Eleanor for filling in. I wouldn't blame you if you find yourself hoping I catch sinus infections more often. And be sure to check out my books at your favorite online book retailer and subscribe to my channel for regular in-depth explorations into the interesting, weird, and unknown aspects of this amazing universe in which we live.